The next patient is Shirley Thompson. The last name is T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Shirley. S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 56-year-old African-American female that has a cadaver kidney transplant that was done in Tampa General Hospital in 1999. The patient laboratory workup is as follows. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a creatinine of 1.4, a BUN of 18 and an estimated GFR of 42. The albumin creatinine ratio is just 58. The protein creatinine ratio is 190 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The BK virus is negative, and the cyclosporin in blood is 182 nanograms per milliliter, which is elevated. The patient is taking 75 milligrams of cyclosporin in the morning and in the evening. We are going to change this cyclosporin to 75 in the morning and 50 milligrams in the afternoon. We are going to repeat the cyclosporin level 1 week after the change is made. Number two. The patient has in the CBC a hemoglobin of 10.4, and the prior hemoglobin was 12. There is not a history of blood loss. The patient has been feeling well. This could be a side effect of the cyclosporin elevation, elevated level. Could be azathioprine. The patient take azathioprine is A Z like in Zulu A T H O P R I N E 50 milligrams one tablet every day. That is not leukopenia. That is not thrombocytopenia. We are going to see the effect of the change in the cyclosporin. Nevertheless, we are going to check the folate B12 iron and stool for alcohol blood. Following number, the patient had a history of secondary hyperparathyroidism. The PTH level that was done in January is just 33. So she went back to normal. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number is hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin that is under control. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. There is some replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has symptoms of claudication. If she walks, she has pain in the right lower extremity. This patient had a history of a stroke in the past. taking into consideration the peripheral vascular disease, we're going to order the Doppler ultrasound of the arteries in the lower extremities, and we are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face and physical examination, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.